You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
We also do a segment called Domesticated Dan with Dan Ryder. You are very homely.
So homely.
You do a lot of things at home, arts and crafts, baking. Just this is kind of just like a little hack, if you will.
Little life hacks.
Right.
Little hack. Sure. So have I talked about electrical outlets?
No.
No. Okay. Well,
you have talked about. Now I will recap real quick. Talked about extension cords when you're traveling.
Yeah.
All right. And then you've also talked about nightlights when you travel because you don't know where the beds. If you're in an unfamiliar place,
And
see what nightlights.
And actually, we just traveled with our kids and actually packed three nightlights and we used all three of them. So that was great.
Okay.
Extension cords. And that's honestly, there's a lot. We just got done with a family trip, so we could talk about a lot of travel. Probably note number one. We'll talk a lot about electrical outlets another time. All right. So travel's fresh.
I really wanted to know about that, actually.
You want electrical outlets? You got electrical outlets. Here we go.
I'm just curious of where this is going.
I was so excited to hear about electrical outlets.
Okay. So electrical outlets, it was something. There's more.
I feel like I just walked in on a conversation with my grandparents. Grandma, do you want another coffee? Hang on, I'm listening to Grandpa about the electrical outlets. Hang on a second.
At least I wouldn't be homely anymore. It's a segment with Grandpa Dan. Like, all right, get rid of the homely title. So let's talk about electrical outlets. All right. Electrical outlets is people have more and more devices they're plugging in. There's a lot more that they're doing. We actually went, and you can buy them very cheaply, but if you take the electrical outlet to be able to buy one that actually has like front electrical plugins, they also have them on the side, but they also include, get this, nightlights.
USB.
USB.
And USB, okay.
But it's great. We tried to buy some that were just kind of simple and they plugged in, but they fall over. So when you're looking at them, make sure that they have the very long screws to go through kind of the front end of it to be able to go all the way into the wall to actually kind of ground it, but it also makes sure it's a lot more stable. And one
so
of
you
the
actually
you realize,
have to watch. So it's basically you take out an outlet.
You don't have to take it out. You just plug it into a current one. It's very simple.
Uh-huh.
So you don't even have to replace the electrical.
It
covers your current electrical outlet, but you're going from having a two outlet to saying, all right, now I've got two on the front, one on each side, and I've got USB ports and a nightlight. It's really an easy way.
He really loves the nightlight.
You love nightlights.
Yeah. You know why? Because there's kids' toys all over, and I don't like tripping on them at night.
That's a good point. Yeah.
But it also, again, if we have people that are over, it makes it easier for them to be plug in the USB. We actually bought a couple just cheap phone cords to have upstairs, downstairs, so it makes it easier for people to charge their phones.
Oh, that's nice.
And again, the other one I noticed is when you have an outlet, instead of everything being outward, is when you have something that's really kind of a clunky plug-in, you can actually put it on one of the side ones, so it kind of stays a little bit closer to the wall than just necessarily people walking by it or having to move your furniture around. So I would say I've really enjoyed and when I started buying them, it was like, okay, I know I can put one right here downstairs, I can put one here upstairs. It's like, I think we can fit this, I can fit another one into our bathroom, especially, again, I really don't have a lot of stuff to plug in the bathroom, but, we've also got wife has the alarm clock, she's got her hair straightener, she's got her dryer, and again, every now and again, I do have to charge the electric toothbrush, so I do need a couple outlets there, but I'll say I would recommend considering upgrading your electrical outlet game with the USBs, the ones that just easily plug in, but also has a little bit of nightlight, can help whether it's in bathrooms, living rooms. So electrical outlets I think they've improved my life.
This is game changer.
And Dan, where can the fine folks buy these?
We actually purchased those online. I think the first time I bought one was probably a Groupon because I still like to be thrifty. But
it's an endorsement.
This is why we call this segment Domesticated Dan, by the way. If you're like, what is this? Like, what's happening? What are these tips? What are these life tips? Domesticated Dan, you have all kinds of these.
I can't help it.
It's just thank you for sharing.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, when you're moving stuff around and you're getting annoyed, it's like, okay, well, let's solve the problem. So I think that's part of just kind of how I'm wired is like, I want things to be simpler or better. And so as opposed to just being annoyed, find the solution.
Oh, I thought you were supposed to sit around and complain about it and then blame other people for your problems.
See if it'll magically change.
Yeah. I thought that's how you did it.
Botch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.